Canada.
Yeah. Really pump up that Disneyland. Shit. That's great. On the race to
the
bottom.
Where did the ice cell come, Bob? What parallel did the ice cell come from?
The ice cell hasn't shown up yet.
Oh.
I thought it was an RNA.
Oh, that's bullshit. Well, that's just advertising. That's just bullshit.
It certainly is.
That's more lying from Ion.
Bob. And the good news is leaving Bob is he won't remember what he's supposed to remember, so it's all right.
No, the ice cell was made where Ion is. And that iron is everywhere, so that's... We all made the ice cell. We wanted it, we got it.
Toyota.
Okay, well, Wikipedia says the Sphinx, it stands on the Giza Plaza on the west bank of the Giza. It is the largest monolith. Hold on. All right.
We got a hold of it, honey. We're holding on.
Standing... 73.5 meters, which is 241 feet long, meters, it's 20 feet wide, and 20.22 meters, it's 66.34 feet high. It's the oldest known monolith monumental sculpture and is commonly believed to have been built by ancient Egyptians of the Old Kingdom during the reign of the Pharaoh Khufu. That's between 2558 to 2532 B.C. It doesn't say which one's pointing.
Interesting.
It's pointing east, according to what I've read.
East is right.
And what's the...
What?
And okay, so 29 degrees.
Describe any of the geographical interests
north and 31
that are east of the Sphinx.
What's that?
Greg, describe, say it again, you were muffled.
I was getting the coordinates. It's 29 degrees, 58, I guess it's 0.31 degrees north, and then 30 degrees, 08.16 east. So it's
okay.
Near the
are there any geographical...
Which is on the 33rd degree.
Got it. Go ahead, Greg.
Are any geographical points of interest in which that structure is facing east of it?
Yes. Drink your gin and tonica on the edge of the yarmulke.
Right. That's a degree.
I love this game.
So can you tell us the significance of that, Ion?
Alex, can I have ascension for $1,000, please?
Okay. Does it assist ascension going to these areas?
If you're looking for a monolithic view, now Bob will jump in. He can't stand it, but he wants to. If you take a monolithic view and it requires you to engage those parameters, if it brings you to a new peripheral view, then yes. Is it required? Not at all.
Okay.
See, if you have an unction to go lay in one of those sarcophagus tombs, JW has, if you have this urge to go do that, go tear it up. It will be euphoric.
Is there anything of significance underneath that structure, Ion?
E- Yes, but we're not sure how far we're going to go with this, just so you know. But yeah.
Well, I'm not referring to something that was placed there. First question would be, that structure placed there because of something already underneath the surface.
Okay.
You know, like
okay. Rivers. No, well, no, it was okay. Can we go at this way? Maybe this will help. If there were foundational markers laid out that told Moses that this was a really cool place to build the damn pyramids in the first place, or at least to start them, they're not completed yet. They will be soon. To complete the pyramids, don't you think that it stands to reason that that same objective, there's that word again, or an abject clue might be able to pinpoint a triangulatable position? Now, that didn't answer your question, but it was a bunch of words. Bob would nail us on that if he was not asleep. But you'd get
into
a place...
I would say, is that structure within a triangulation, or is it part of a triangulation, or both?
It would be a pair.
Explain what you mean by pair.
Oh, a point of triangulation.
So would the Giza, the pyramids of Giza, be another point?
No.
Is there a structure where another point of the triangulation is that we know of, Ion? Like a commons?
Well, there are many. There are many. Depends on the degree you want to triangulate or exactly your triangulatable position. Okay? So you notice how vague and nebulous we were there without being specific at all. We're not trying to tell you something. We're trying to answer your question. And your question is, that is a point, and it is significant, and what's under the Sphinx would be certainly key in setting that triangulatable position. What's under the Sphinx is more important than the Sphinx itself.
Alan, a long time ago, you mentioned on cash flow that there was a black box buried beneath the Sphinx. Is that what you're describing? Right.
Do. Boy, it ain't your first rodeo, huh?
Mm-mm.
Good.
Question, Sasha. Come on.
Is that from a plane?
No, it is not.
It's that we placed in our future for now. Mm-hmm.
The same thing we said on the same show, talking about the accurate descriptions of the capstones that haven't been placed on the pyramid-y thingy-things.
Can you describe the contents of the box, Ion?
We can.
Will you?
We will.
Hey, Ion, in the Emerald Tablets, didn't Thoth say that he left his spaceship under the Sphinx?
No. You mean vehicle or means of transport?
Yeah.
That was said, and it was developed. Are you pulling that down into the 8th century? Or the 8th tablet? Is that the one you're referring to?
I don't remember exactly which tablet it was in, but it was talking about beside the pyramid and underneath.
So you're like Bob. You're just slinging words now.
No, I don't remember which tablet it was in, but I remember it was said that it was under the...
8th tablet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back to the black box. Describe the contents of the black box, please.
Repeat your question, please, darling.
Please, will you describe the contents of the black box?
No, you can't get there yet. Let's say it this way. You can't get there from here.
Mm-hmm. Ion, can you give us dimensions of the box, the dimensions of the box, or the volume of the box?
Okay. Okay, we can say it this way. It's exactly half the size of the Sphinx that supposedly is guarding it.
Oh, God. It's exactly half the size of which it flipped out.
I'm sorry. It's exactly half the size of the Sphinx that's guarding it.
Okay.
That's a big effing box.
Now, Sheila, look at here now. Don't miss this, darling. This is perspective. Now, you go to Revelation and you find out about the beast and how they're described. And then you go to Ezekiel and you find out how they are described there. And you notice the semblances, the sameness, and the difference. And then you listen real close and you get the notes of exactly how those chemical formulas are applied within the confines of the thunders.
Then we cook them with gas.
Yeah, this is something I can actually do.
Well, let's just do it this way. Are you pretty quick-witted?
Generally.
The actual formula is Al2SO43NH2O. And that's the thunders. Now, they'll be applied in the new atmosphere, which is NaSO4KMG4HE6NE2XE5RN3KR6GE1. TH3ZR1TI5SIDO2. That may give you a clue.
Okay, I lost the polyphorus again. This may
be you're three quarter witted then, yes?
Apparently.
We've only done it about a million times. Somebody ought to have some notes regarding that, do you think, folks?
I'm sure those ones you have.
Did you start with NaSO4HE6NE2XE5?
NaSO4KMG4HE6NE2XE5.
Okay.
So,
but now if you're talking about the thunders in Revelation 10, that's Al2SO43NH2O.
Yeah, aluminum was key with that, yeah.
Aluminium, or in the Old South, if JW's vernacular were to kick in, they'd call it lumnium.
Lumnium. Nobody talks like that.
Yeah, where top prices are paid for your lumnium cans.
And how does this relate to me? Because chemical formulas don't really rock my world.
Okay, then we'll pick up right where we stopped. 47, Ezekiel, verse 9. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. That's what you need to know, darling.
Everything will liveth, even river don't cometh. Did I get that right?
No. Liveth whither the river cometh.
Oh, whither, okay. Wherever the river cometh. Okay. Thank you.
And this relates to the beast that's written of in Revelation and Ezekiel and the differences in the sameness of them?
Well, yeah, and so Numbers 34:3 will help you with that. Talking about the Great Sea. And if you want to go on down to the mirror places, that'll be Deuteronomy 29:23. And you keep on bumping along, you'll get into the boundaries, and then you'll find out the west side of the Great Sea from the border till a man come over against Hamath. That's the end of the west side. That's in 20, Ezekiel 47:20. See, Sue, we're giving you a curriculum to work with, Sugar Love.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
On this website,
Does that help you? Does that help you, Sheila?
No.
Okay, then you got one shot to redefine it a bit.
Okay, so I've been drawn to the Sphinx and the Thunders in the last few days.
Then paint it. You're visual. You have developed a visual bias, and there's no words or any autonomic responses that we can give that will change that subjugated position that you've already developed. So there you go. You hit it right. It'll be found once you see it because of your perspective. So paint the bitch, and then it'll tell you.
Well, I was fine on painting the Sphinx, but how does that relate to the Thunder?
Al2SO43NH2O.
Okay.
Revelations 10:1-4. Look at the seven thunders as layered blessings of the covenant. And if you actually painted the covenant and the blessings thereof, it would explain the I am that you're trying to find. It's a new landscape.
For the new people on rewrite, I've gotten this in the notes yet, but there are blessings, covenant blessings to the thunders. And one of them is that you receive a new body, you receive a new heart, you have no mind, you get a new name. And there's also gold in that. So, did I say them all? I think I did.
Uh-huh. You have a new life.
And you have, yes. And you have a new life. Life.
Life.
So what is it again, Ginny? New body, new heart, new life.
New life, no mind, new name.
That's five.
And the
new
goal.
Body, new heart, new life. You coming up with five, Ginny?
Right. New heart, new life, new name, no mind.
And new body. And new body, making five.
Yes. And gold that goes for your throne.
And what? Gold, and gold, did you say? The sixth thing is gold?
Yeah, and the gold that goes to your throne. And then deck the altar where the showbread is.
And the altar, that's seven? The altar where the showbread is seven.
Well,
right?
Gold for the altar. No, Ion is the altar seven then? Ion?
Yes, darling.
Is the altar, because we went through and there were seven thunders, but we got five blessings, and you said there were others to be developed, and you said new life tonight.
Do.
But we're including new life in the five, so what's the five we got before?
No, listen, Bob. The new heart, the new body, new name, oh mind, and the gold worth five.
New heart? Did you say new heart? There's three news, Jenny. New body, new heart, new name. Right? Three, with the word new in front of them.
Correct.
Oh, and then new life. New life is four. Then you add no mind. There's your five.
No, stop. No mind and the goal, the five. Ion just added new life tonight. We haven't developed that yet, Bob.
Oh, I see. So you're saying the old one, the five, the no mind is four, and the gold is the no mind is four, and the gold is five. In the old days, right, Ginny?
That's
you ain't gonna sneak it by Ginny Bell, Bob.
And she ain't gonna sneak it by me. So gold. So before it was new body, new heart, new name, no mind, and gold. Now the sixth thing.
Correct.
Is new life, and then we're wondering if altars included in the previous five, making it six, or is it part of the gold? Ion,
well,
is gold and altar go together as a category?
Gold, and you're speaking gibberish again, Bob. Gold and what?
Altar.
Altar.
No, it does not.
I'm not in the wind, so maybe it's my connection on the speaker or something, but the gold and altar are separate. That would mean before, months ago, we got new body, new heart, no mind, new name, gold and altar. That's six things.
No, Bob. Oh. The altar is not included. It's just gold for your altar. It's
That's
not.
Right. It's very good. Very
so it's
good.
It's five.
Brian,
right. Shut up, Ion. Go on, you're on nonsense. Listen, new body, new heart, new name, no mind, and gold for your altar. Those are the five
gold
categories.
Gold for your throne.
Gold for your throne. No altar 2 months ago.
Okay, gold for your altar.
Oh, Carol's got down here gold for your throne. So it's gold for your altar.
It's gold for the altar where the candlesticks and the shred go. That's correct.
The shred? What's the shred? Where the shred goes?
The thread.
The thread. Now thread. What do you get, Carol? Come on.
Shoe bread.
Oh, shoe bread. Okay.
Bread.
You're blipping out, Ginny. A lot of blipping. Okay. So before, many months ago, it was new body, new heart, new name, and no mind, and the fifth category, gold for your altar where the candlesticks and shoe bread goes, right? That's the fifth from before.
Throne.
That's
correct.
Gold for your altar?
Yeah. It's for your altar, correct, Zion?
For your altar, we did that. We did that all the way.
Hey, Ion, is the word throne in the fifth category? We have gold for your altar where the candlesticks and shoe bread go. Do you want to stick the word throne in there for this fifth category?
Nope.
So is the word throne going to be included in the five categories?
Nope. No. Throne is
so no throne. You get that, Ginny? No throne 3 months ago.
Bob, I didn't ever say throne. I said altar. It's
okay, here we go.
Throne.
Here we go.
Huh?
The five, three months ago, it was new body, new heart, new name, no mind, and gold for your altar where the candlesticks and shoe bread go. That's what we had before today, correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay, so what's been added today?
What's
a new line.
My onset was new life, and not developed that. So I think Barb and those guys, you know, or Chad or anybody, throw in, but haven't developed this yet, so this is brand new.
Yeah, Bart. Is Bart still here? Did Bart leave?
Who?
Yeah, who? That's right. Bart.
He got a better deal.
Bart, did you go to bed? Man, these guys are... I don't think he said one word when Ian was here.
Yeah, he did. We did about the blobbing stuff. It was good.
So this new life, does it have to do with new heavens and the new earth that is coming because people are sensing?
Well, see, from our perspective, darling, if you ask us, we'd say it's already here. But maybe we have a limited perspective because, see, we see it as here. We see the New Jerusalem has come down. We see the eastern skies already split. We see the Mississippi River already flowing in reverse. But y'all hadn't caught up to that yet, apparently. But we don't want to add a limitation. We're just saying you're asking us this question, and we see it as already is. So if you want to develop it a bit and say in the process of is there a possibility to see this New Jerusalem, or at least, as Brian says, get your invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, it would serve you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, does this have something to do with the cities that are, the Mirage cities being seen in China?
Not just China. That's just the only place they're able to see them so far. But there are many.
Okay.
Many, many, many.
And
let me ask this. What world number is that thing you see in China, that Mirage? What world number is that?
Oh, 9200.
9200.
But y'all don't even have to use your moments for this. You can just watch Morgan Freeman on Through the Wormhole, and he'll explain every dab of this shit right now. This is chip body stuff.
Yeah, and he's really listening to us. So Morgan gets that stuff from us.
Bob, Carolyn's going to smack the shit out of you. You can't be talking about client shit. Man, you know better than this.
Fuck that shit, man.
Like it.
The end times, man. No holds barred.
We don't care. We don't care. But Dr. Neen ain't going to pop with that foolishness now.
She's asleep. It wouldn't matter.
Uh-huh. Well, you just try that and see how it works out for you.
Are you validating a good portion of I watched the other day in the wormhole ion? Go on, please.
No, you're floor. We're just sweeping.
Hey, Karen, check. Let me watch this. See if it gets wormhole or whatever ion's talking about.
Through the wormholes on Science Channel.
Okay. Thank you, James.
Talking about nine dimensions. Not like three and four dimensions, but they're up to 9 inches. Is that?
No. The thing that's significant about that thing is they tear the fuck up about string theory. That's the good part. They undo string theory. That's what's not been said before.
Very cool.
Through particle acceleration, they're trying to create dark matter. And what they're finding out is that the dark matter is already here. The light matter is what's exposing the dark matter. You can't make dark darker. You can remove light, but you can't make dark darker. But hell, Kernville been doing that forever.
What about those miniature black holes they're trying to observe?
That's what they say CERN Switzerland's supposed to create.
Did you say Kernville, referring to Sheila, or CERNville in Switzerland?
Kernville, and it was quite ingenious of us, wasn't it?
Yes. Sheila's Kernville. Okay, I caught that. I caught that first. Give me credit for a few points.
But I'm going to Zurich next week. Anybody want me to take any pictures of anything?
See my brother.
Take pictures of yourself without any clothes on, Sue, and post them on our archive.
No, go see my brother and talk some sense into his head.
Okay. But wasn't there a special street or a number or something that...
That's a good one to look up. What was that street? Buzz Kosten's mission.
Would you like me to take a picture of?
Yeah, what was that street?
Rue de Gloucestershire.
Yeah, get him to spell it, Sue. It'll take a couple of years, but give it a go.
G-L-O-S.
Begin now.
GLOSTERSHIRE.
Did you say TER? Can you do it again, Ian? We'd missed some of the letters.
LOSTER.
You're going to have to get another new phone, Bob, because yours ain't doing it tonight, baby.
No, it is a switch. There is something screwed up here.
So
So you said GLOSTER, Gloucestershire, SHIRE. Is that correct, Ion?
For the
Rue de Gloucester.
Rue de la Gloucestershire.
De la Gloucestershire. Is there a number?
We did a number a long time ago.
Oh. Does it still
probably
have the same
22.
Number? Pardon me?
Probably 22.
Probably
22. No, we're sure Buzz Kosten has a boob tube on it.
That's why, Sue, that's why Buzz, and Buzz may be visiting Buzz. Sue may be visiting Buzz in the fall, but Buzz quit Ion when he couldn't find Gloucestershire on the Internet or Depot
and
Street.
And 121 Depot Street, that's about City Man.
Oh, yeah, in New York.
Yeah. So Gloucestershire, that's it. So it'd be great if you could show it to him when you visit him.
You don't know the number, Bob.
No, no, I'm not interested. I'm ascended. I'm not interested in these issues.
Okay.
So, Ion, I was in this, on this woo-woo website.
We didn't say it was 3740. We didn't say that.
You didn't say it was 3740, Sue.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Ion, getting back to the 33rd parallel, I'm just on this woo-woo site, and it says that the White Pyramid in Xi'an in China's Shaanxi province is also located on the 33rd. And it was made famous for the discovery nearby of the Terracotta Warriors.
Do.
Who just came in? Who just came in?
Barbara, I got knocked off. I had to.
All right, you might want to lock Ion.
What? There's lots of falling in and out, Bob. We don't want to lock anybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Away.
All right.
I already dropped off twice accidentally. But.
Okay. So what were you saying? Somebody, Sasha, was reading about the terracotta.
Reading here. It says traveling along the 33rd parallel from the Middle East to the Far East, we encountered the fabulous White Pyramid located 60 miles southwest of Xi'an in the Lingshan Mountains of China's Shaanxi province. The city was made famous nearby the discovery of the Terracotta Warriors.
Hey, Ion, there's
okay,
the word mountain in the Dobbs Quadrant. Are you laughing at the fact the word mountain is in the Dobbs Quadrant?
No, we're just listening to Carolyn typing.
Oh, okay.
So Ion, a couple of weeks ago, you were saying that the Ark of the Covenant was in China, within this region.
Now?
We time.
No, I mean this second.
Yeah, sure, this second.
No.
It moves around a lot, does it?
Do.
What was your question, Sasha, about moving around?
Reading.
What was the last sentence?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Ion mentioned that the Ark of the Covenant, China. So, and he started laughing when I mentioned the mountains. So, I just can't put that question. But.
So that might be where the Ark is right now.
She asked if it was
in this geographic location, and we said now, and she said sure, and we said no.
Okay.
She said then it moves around a bit, Sue did, and then it went on a little further, and it's just amazing the conversation that goes on in Rewrite. Bob, you should join.
Yeah, I try to.
So the White Pyramid is supposedly built after the old emperors known as the Sons of Heaven descended to earth in their three metallic dragons and began to rule China.
Its
interior is rumored to be a model of this empire with a jeweled roof between the constellations and rivers of flowing mercury. And it's also apparently the current of the country that thus far prevented any detailed study of the structure, but it's thought to be 4,500 to 5,000 years old, the approximate age of the pyramids of Giza.
Ion, which empire symbol is that in the angel diagram?
None.
It also says it also contains up to 100 more pyramids. And then there's
actually 144 more pyramids.
Hmm.
The White Pyramid does?
Do.
I missed that. Yeah. And this is located where? It's in
just east of the mountain.
There's that weird mountain in Dobbs Quadrant.
On the 33rd parallel.
Yes, on the 33rd proverb.
Yeah, just outside the 122nd Psalm.
Yeah, north of 122 Ezekiel.
This website is interesting.
Oh, it must be getting the witching hour, Bob. They're actually waking up now. We must be getting somewhere.
Yeah, well, Bart's left. It gets good when Bart leaves.
This website would actually be kind of fun to go through and buy on.
So you're getting limbered up now. Go ahead, darling, ask it.
I was just going to say this website would actually be kind of interesting to go through with Ion. They go through all of the different sites along the 33rd parallel.
Which website?
The Indian sites.
Send
URL.
It to everybody. Send it to everybody. Or give it to them.
Stone has on there, Nazca in Peru, the Bermuda Triangle.
What's the website?
Roswell, Ayers Rock in Australia. I mean, Taos, Glastonbury, Tor.
And they don't know about Dobbstown.
What is the name of the website?
Anyway,
those are the power lines, the electromagnetic lines.
I'll send. It's
also Disneyland.
I'll send it to you.
Rat World,
so
that Marty Mouse.
So what is your email address?
Yeah. Can't
you just tell us right now what it is?
The
URL? It has a long extension, so it'd be easier if I can.
Okay.
If you guys want to take it, it's redeyescreations.com/special/2006/10OCT, standing for 10th of October, /33.html.
Did you say /special report in the middle there?
Yeah, redeyescreations.com/special report/2006/10oct/33.html.
And what's this going to point us to?
It's just the website Ion that I should.
On the 33rd parallel.
Yeah. Okay.
Did people notice that some of Sasha's words blipped out? Did you guys?
Yes.
Somebody, okay, so it's not just my phone.
No.
All right.
No. And yeah, something about latitude 3 keys to the kingdom. Walter Bosley wrote about it.
So do you agree, Ion? We've established for a while that the outer rim of the Yamaka, which was the original continent, the Yamaka on the earth, on the waters, that outer rim of that continent is now the 33rd parallel. Do you agree with that statement, Ion?
It always has been.
Always has been what? The rim from the original continent.
Yes.
Okay.
Just because you move the world around doesn't mean you change the boundaries, Bob.
And this
that boundary, the water around the outer ring of this continent, this original continent, does he have a special vibration?
For many, it is very... serendipitous, yes. Now, that's not a rule, but that's the answer to your question.
So if we all were to move somewhere within the 33rd parallel, would it be a favorable thing for us?
Yeah, anything other than Canada would be favorable, yes.
Is there
that means you, Sasha, you'd have to leave.
The islands of Hawaii were original from this outer ring of the continent.
If you go to where Hawaii's moving, But if you actually got to the base of Hawaii, it'd be center of the 31st parallel.
Right now, but how does that? How does Hawaii, this part? How does Hawaii relate to the original continent? Where was it in the original continent?
Well, it would be on the edge of the Yamaka.
Because on the 33rd parallel, but right now it's on the 31st parallel. Is what you're saying?
Well, you would gauge it in 19 to 21, but if you take the mountain you're on, Bob, and go to its base, which would be under the water, obviously now, well, for a minute, then you'd find that you actually were on the 31st parallel.
Because the base would be touching the 31st parallel.
That's exactly correct.
Even though we're at 19 and 21.
Well, that's that's just what you recognize is not submerged under the water.
19 to 21.
Yeah.
19 to 21 is where we are now, Ion.
No, you're on the 31st now, but you'd have to go underwater to achieve that.
Right. If we don't go underwater, are we at the 19 to 21 above water?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Ion, I was looking further down in the article, and I was just reflecting on what Bob was about, the lights above Maui, or Hawaii, rather, the day that they announced Corp.
Well, that's just because
that
Bob got to shooting his damn mouth off, and he liked the little fireworks. That's all that was about.
Yeah, it actually was a shot taken at me. They tried to nuke me. It was a ballistic missile, but I blew it up before it hit me.
No, he didn't blow it up. He gobbled it up. RNA dropped. And then he sucked it up, and then guess what he did? He washed his hands.
Didn't they wash the water with the hands?
Was it similar to the Phoenix Lights at all, Ion?
The Phoenix Lights are March 97, is that what you mean?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's similar.
Yeah, no, it was more like the Tucson dust. Have you seen that video today? The dust over Phoenix or Tucson or someplace?
Sorry, we didn't mean to really screw things up, but...
Yeah, incredible, a big cloud of dust. Is it Tucson or Phoenix? Anybody know?
Arizona.
Yeah, what city?
Phoenix.
But Sasha, no, if you haven't seen the video, it's just a little burst. It's a burst with a ring. It becomes the perfect cell. That's what the thing is. It's nothing like the lights.
It made me think it made me think about Davis's Kahuna ring.
Yeah.
When you were talking about it.
Can we
if you want to know the details of that, we'll help you with that just a little bit. We don't normally, but we will here. There was a little shipment that JW was supposed to receive, okay? And there was a bit of subjugation regarding when it would arrive. He never waits more than a day, regardless of wherever anything's coming from, to get it. Well, he got a bit of a runaround regarding it arriving or not arriving or being picked up or not being picked up or making the train or not making the train, and it made him cross. So he thought, well, if it ain't going to get here, might as well have a reason for it to not get here. And guess what? It happened, and the packages arrived precisely on time when they were supposed to.
You're saying the ring happened, the burst happened.
The sandstorm.
Oh, you're talking about Tucson, Phoenix, okay, not the June 22nd.
Correct.
We're talking about June 22nd for now, Ion.
Oh,
you got any explanation? Neon, can you explain June 22nd, the ring?
We did. You got to shooting your mouth off when we were trying to slow it down.
Yeah.
You wanted some fireworks about it, and you sucked it up, and then you washed your hands. What more you want us to say about it?
So it was symbolic. It was a burst symbolizing how I was bursting off the party line and announcing this stuff.
Yeah, you're hardwired now. You don't have to pick out your ring on the party line anymore.
Right. So it was all part of the day, Sasha. It was part of the event of the announcement. I guess
it was something for y'all's line eyes to actually see.
And James has not heard about it. Well, I sent him a video, but I wanted to talk to him about it today, but he wasn't there. So by the time next week if he shows up, it will turn into an assassination attempt on me.
Hey, James, you ought to go. The waves are going to be good and choppy since the tsunami warning. You could have some fun. It's a good surfing day.
Hey. You know,
that's from the earthquake. That's on the other side of the continent, mate.
And?
Oh, it's wrapped around. Good, good, good. I'll go check it out.
A really big one, James.
I can check on my looky box already.
People are trying to be logical with us now. This is ridiculous, isn't it?
Bob, about the announcement of the confusion, does this make happy, or does this in the best interest of the empires or the principalities? They will be happy for this to be released?
I don't think so.
It makes no difference, Margarita. That's a fabulous question. But you see, we won't even go into the empires as they apply to the diagram. So they apparently are either, it's where men are men and the girls are nervous. Mm-hmm. So apparently those empires are, if they like it and they embrace it, wonderful. If they don't, then you won't have to worry. You won't worry about their opinion because it won't last long. That's right.
Yeah.
That's just Dobbstown. That's not new though.
That's why you mentioned previously when you ascend, when you get into your power, it's just better to remain. I believe Bob said this low key or stealth.
Stealth. Yes. Stealth is the meme of the day. And the more you go into this, well, it's like Brian. He won't even have conversation anymore. He just listening. He just sort of rolling. He might have a question in this arena, but by and large, he ain't got shit to say about nothing.
Yeah.
And still gets every little trinket. There's very little that he misses. Very little.
So I guess this will be for... well, talking about this, then, maybe... when we describe the angels were they are segregated because of the job that they do, the job description that they do, not necessarily the hierarchy is based on the job that they do, and then you mentioned that they are holy angels, basically the ones that are closest to the ascended God, the seraphim, cherubim, and ophanim, but when you mention principalities, when you mention that there's holy angels, does that imply that it's also, there are also angels that are not holy?
Okay.
Well,
okay.
That's not the correct terminology
It's all right. We'll work with it. We'll work with it because of the way you're asking it. We can work with it. It'd be like saying if someone is an accountant, okay? And we'd say that they are a certified public accountant. And let's say someone else is an accountant, okay? It doesn't mean certified and uncertified. It's just a different type of an accountant. Is that logical?
Yes.
Okay. One is an officer of the court, and the other one is just a bookkeeper.
Got it.
Both are included in the angel hierarchy, just as they acknowledge archangels in groupings and then lesser angels. That doesn't necessarily mean that the lesser angels are less than an archangel, but they certainly have a different pecking order as far as job. Like in your world, you're at a different level than many others, and that doesn't mean you don't say I'm better than someone else, but yet your responsibilities are very different than others in your employ. So that's sort of the point. You're not saying better or less or more. You're just saying that at a different level. You're not saying to the other people around you that I'm better than you are. You might say, but I am better off. We don't mind that. We don't mind that. The only question that we have is, does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
Oh, yeah, lately, yes.
Good. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. Good. Good.
Ian, so these empires are, when we talk about the empires, the terrestrial, but they are administered by principalities. I still don't make the connection. Maybe I'm not clear.
That's because we've not connected it.
Yeah. Hey, Margarita, good updating movie is The Adjustment Bureau, which you can see on letmewatchthis.ca.
Yeah, that'll help you.
I watched The Adjustment Bureau already. Yes, it was
right.
Pretty,
so that's a modern version of Angels.
Oh yes,
but
yes,
Ion,
yes.
Ion, getting back to what Rita was asking, you mentioned in Revelation that there are certain angels that deal with certain I want to say like levels of ascension of man. Would that be correct?
No, not so much. It's more like the airline industry. You have first-class passengers, and you have low-class passengers,
uh-huh.
or second-class passengers. They go through the same terminal, not necessarily through the same doors. They go through the same TSA. Oh, wait, no, there's different TSA lines that they go through if it's an adequate facility. But then they go into the same concourses. They go, well, they know they don't drink in the same lounges either. Interesting. It's kind of developing here. You see how this is working off? They're in the confines of the same building, but they have very different outcomes. They ride in the same plane, but not in the same place. They could receive the same service, but they don't. So it's not that the angels are different, okay? It's where you are positioned for the service. Does that help?
So, as you were saying, Lyme, about Gollum being in a different dimension, so would that be more of an appropriate angle to consider that from?
It's a stretch, darling. It's a stretch. I mean, it's a stretch. We'd say if you're in an airplane to pull up. It's a stretch. It's an okay thread, but you just got. It would be lots of developing.
Okay. Oh, leave it for now then.
Well, keep poking at it. I mean, it's like a chicken ain't good till you get to the bone, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very confused about the hierarchy of angels.
Oh, it's easy. They have first class, and then they have business class, and then they have everybody else. And you can give you certain seats based on miles, but they only have so many seats that they can provide for upgrades from economy or whatever that's called. We don't know anything about that. Or business class, which we wouldn't ride in. Or first class, which is the F first class, not the other kind. The F, that's the one that gets you in all the international lounges. So you want to make sure it's an F ticket. That's the difference. Because even if you're in first class, you see, and it takes an F to get you into the international first class lounges. That's where the masseuses are and the good kimchi is.
So who decides which class you go in?
Oh, you do. You buy the ticket, don't you, darling?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. See? Isn't that wonderful?
We're buying our first class ticket here. Except
F class, not first. F. You want the cocoon. If you're going to go, get it a cocoon.
But we're not going.
Oh?
Yeah, we are.
We hope you are.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I didn't think
you're talking. This question all came up. This poor metaphor came from, that the delineation of angels, their hierarchy, and the level of service that the angels provide to someone riding on an airplane.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry. I thought I disconnected.
Okay, so Ian, there are 9 orders of angels. You said last time there were 9 orders of angels.
Orders,
in each region. In each region.
Yes.
So when you're talking orders of angels, are you talking about levels of classes that would be in an airplane?
No, we are not. We are not. We're talking about each airline would have 9 different compartments or levels of people doing things. Some clean the plane, some handle the luggage, some bring in the food, some take the ticket, some point you to the way, some take your ticket, some put you in the seat and give you brown or clear party liquor to drink while you're getting ready to go.
Okay, so when we were going through Revit, we had Michael, Lucifer, and Gabriel. Where would they be in terms of the whole 9 orders of angels in order of the different
it
regions?
Depends.
Would they be like
it
the
depends.
Top dogs? Like
it
the-
depends. It depends on whether the napkins have a little buttonhole so you can attach the napkin to your shirt or not.
Sasha, this is Jenny. Think about it this way. Think about everybody in the whole Ionic world, all the people who listen to Cash Flow, all the people with private readings, all the people who've engaged for the last 2 years. They're on the plane. Think about economy and think about what happens to people in economy and they get on, they get all herded in together and whatever, and they're on the plane. But what I think what Ion's bringing forth is then there's delineations in that plane. So there's a whole big plane of Iondom, and then there's business class, there's first class, and there's S class. So you
and that's
choose.
What and that Mar- and that's what Margarita was talking about when she had the concern about the RNA drops being only for the elite. And we agreed.
Right.
However, it wasn't for us to decide who was in first class.
Mm-hmm.
It's whosoever will. See, that's the point, and that's good. And that was an aha moment for Margarita.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is for the elite. We agree. It's just not for us to choose who the elite is.
Yeah, I was looking at it from a different perspective, and then I understood it in a different way, finally,
Well, darling, when everybody fills out as many damn pieces of paper as you have to, they might see it the way you did, too, because you're in that world.